Fearing that the boys might be Viet Cong, which many in the area were, I physically started pulling the boys away from the aircraft. I was now concerned that one of them might be placing a grenade or some kind of explosive in the aircraft. My fear got to me, and I began being more physical with my efforts to keep the boys away. One young lad would not listen. As soon as I threw him off, he was back inside the aircraft, playing with machine guns and other weapons. Finally, in a fit of rage, I grabbed the boy by the hair and pulled him out of the cabin. Responding to my anger, he kicked me and bit my arm. With that, I lost control, and instantly my Marine Corps training took over. I pulled out my pistol, pulled the hammer back, put the barrel in his ear, and started screaming at him. Suddenly, our eyes met and he started to cry. He was terrified. He could see I was angry and crazed. I wanted to shoot him. In my mind, I was justified. I knew he was the enemy. As I stood there with my pistol to his head, I looked into his eyes and saw his soul. There is a saying by professional hitmen that goes, "If you are going to kill someone, don't look in their eyes." Looking in this young boy's eyes, filled with tears, I suddenly began to cry. I paused. I didn't pull the trigger. As I paused, I suddenly heard my mom pleading with me. Even though she had passed on a few years earlier, I knew her voice, and it was crystal clear. "Stop," she said. "I have been pleading with you all my life to be kinder. Please stop. I did not give you life to take another mother's child." And with that, I put the hammer of the gun back, looked into the boy's eyes, and let him know I was not going to kill him. Instead, I picked up a soccer ball the boys had carried, put the pistol down, and signaled to his friends that we should play soccer instead. As I lifted off that evening, with the general on board, we came under intense enemy fire. I cannot prove it, but I am certain those boys did tip the enemy as to our presence. They were the enemy. That evening, I sat alone on the flight deck and reflected back on that day. Did I really hear my mom? I asked myself over and over. In the end, I realized that it did not make much difference. I had finally heard her. I got the message. That day on the grassy field outside a small village in Vietnam was a turning point in my life. It was a defining moment. As I flew back toward the aircraft carrier, even after being shot at, I knew my career as a Marine was over. As the great American Indian Chief Joseph once said, "I will fight no more forever." It is not that I will not fight. I will not fight with weapons or violence anymore. Instead, I will fight with the wisdom of my father and the compassion of my mother. Today, the Rich Dad Company offers financial education free of charge to children all over the world.